Okay, what's up, everybody? This is Urban E with Cynthia D. I'm going to give you the latest entertainment, local news, crime news, whatever you want to hear, I'm going to give it to you. This is going to be each and every Monday that I do this, okay? And I do not own the rights to this music. This is by Drake, After Dark. I love this song on his new album, Scorpio. Okay, so we stopped. Okay, so we're going to start with some crime news that happened in New Orleans. A man was stabbed to death in the 7th Ward Sunday on St. Bernard and North Dorjanoir. I hope I pronounced that right, but if you from the city, you can correct me because I only been living there maybe, 3 years? So correct me if I'm wrong. The suspect was arrested and he's charged with second degree murder. Now on to this deadly shooting in Florida where two people were killed, including the gunman, and 9 others were injured. It all happened during a Madden tournament at a mall there in Jacksonville. Now, sources say the suspect, he shot himself. And they say he allegedly started shooting after he was eliminated. Now, I do know, like I said, I do know that these Madden tournaments, 2K, any game that's got like fierce competing. Guys take it serious. Just like we women, we take our hair serious, we take our nails serious, we take some reality show serious. Men take gaming serious, but it does not need to get that serious to the point where you're going to end someone else's life and then end yours. Now a mother or a father, just family period, they have to bury their loved ones over someone getting upset over a football game. So let's just be, sometimes you have to be considerate. I know it's like the heat of the moment, but sometimes we have to be considerate, it's just a game. I know, I think money was involved in this tournament. I could be wrong, but I'm going to look more into it, but let's just be serious. Now, as you all know, Arizona Senator John McCain died over the weekend at the age of 31. The age of 81. I should know better. Now, according to CNN, he does not want President Trump to be there. Now, I'm going to post that link as well on my Facebook and let you guys chime in on it. You can chime in on it. I will go live later on today. But you guys can chime in on it. This is also from CNN. McCain wants former presidents Obama and George W. Bush to give his eulogy. And he will be buried next to his friends. So I will post that link on his funeral arrangements and when the funeral is on my Facebook page. Now to the late, great Aretha Franklin. Her funeral is August 31st. I think this is on a Friday. In Detroit. As you know, it's going to be a 4-day event. It's going to be a concert there. It's going to be Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, it's Faith Hill. It's going to be so many people giving the queen the proper way to go home, a proper way to just be going home, which is good. And you want to give Aretha Franklin the best send off. So I hope it's televised. I will have that link as well. I hope it's going to be televised so we all can see it. I personally want to see it. Events for her funeral, the 4-day event, starts tomorrow, Wednesday, then Thursday and Friday. And I will post that link as well on my Facebook page. Now, this is what I saw trending on my Instagram, Facebook. A lot of you guys have been coming pretty hard at Lil Wayne about his image. Now, leave that man alone. Just leave him alone. I don't know what he's going through, but just let him live. Let him live, sis. Let him live, brother, whatever. Just let him live, okay? Now, we all know that Lil Wayne had his Louisiana Fest in New Orleans over the weekend at Champion Square. It was filled with so many fans there. Jeezy was there. Some more artists came there. Artists that are signed under Lil Wayne. They were there. But this is what, these are two things that everyone was talking about that I saw. Birdman apologized to Lil Wayne. I'm surprised, now I'm going to look more into this because I really want to know what the apology was about. you know, but it's a good thing that they put their differences to the side. And Birdman was actually man enough to say, look, this is somebody I've been knowing. I'm not about to let this come between us. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to be man up and I'm going to apologize and say I'm sorry. And then Nicki Minaj came out. Now, Nicki Minaj came out. She performed, and she performed one of her songs off her new album. Now, this is what I saw. I don't think this is actually true, that the fans were not pleased with her. I understand. In New Orleans, it is hot. It is very hot. Them people probably was just tired of standing there, and then, boom, she came out. So, I don't think they were. Some people were excited that she was there. Some people are like, girl, I'm tired, or like, I'm tired, like, I'm ready to go. Oh, there go Nicki Minaj. Well, you know what? I'm going to stay. So, yo, sometimes I don't believe like all the hype on social media, because sometimes they would turn something positive into something negative, okay? But I think the fans enjoyed Nicki Minaj. I think they were happy about the apology and everything else. So, you know, don't believe the hype sometimes, okay? Now, I did not watch Power. I am going to watch Power. I am going to watch Power. But from sources that I saw, Kanan is dead. I don't know. I personally thought that he was going to live. I thought, like, you know, he was going to be... I thought he was going to take down Ghost and Tommy. I really thought that, but he's dead. Now I have to watch the episode, so I can be like, oh no, oh my god. But I see that a lot of people are like, so we wait a week for this, and it's not in a bad way. It was a shocker. And you know what? Sometimes you never know what producers, executive producers, you don't know what they're up to. So Kanan is dead. I am going to watch the episode, but I want you guys to tell me your thoughts about Power, okay? So, and, you know, I'm going to end the show here with, and this is my first one. So, this is usually a show supposed to be 30 minutes. I'm trying to go, like, at least 10, because I do have a daughter, and she probably wakes up. Now, it's a... So many things that I have saw on Facebook. And you know, we always bite somebody else's meme or status. So this is my most annoying trend on Facebook that I've been seeing for a couple of weeks. And I hate this. And it is, I don't know who needs to hear this, but I'm going to say this, I don't know who needs to hear this. But shut up. Okay, like, sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's not. Like, sometimes y'all just bite other people's stuff. And it's not funny. Like, it's more on there that I cannot think of. But this is my most annoying trend on Facebook right now. I don't know who needs to hear this, but. Go find a hobby. Go do something with your life. You know, I don't know who needs to hear this, but I don't. And then I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you don't like what I say, you don't have to tune in. That was rude. But thanks for joining in. I do. Oh, Second Line season has started back in New Orleans, which is good. And then they have, it's a lot of festivals lined up in New Orleans. So if you're like from out of town, you can, you know, stop by the city and, you know, just enjoy some of those events that's going on. I can't wait till all the rest of the food events come, because I just can't wait. I love food and I love to eat. So that's, therefore, I'm going to go to some of them. I really wanted to go to Louisiana Fest, but everybody ain't able. Okay. So, like I said, follow me on Facebook. Give me your honest opinions, comments, topics that you want me to talk about. Next Monday, I will get into sports. I will get into more topics. Anything you want me to talk about, I will. Now, on Wednesday, Wednesdays are going to be Talk About It Wednesdays, where I share personal stories, just talk about life, talk about, you know, things that millennials deal with around the ages from 25 to 30. I'm only 27, but, you know, it's still good to talk about it. And also on Wednesday, I follow a lot of band heads, marching band people, and I'm going to talk about my top five bands for the season. As you know, already know, and you know what? Forget it. I'm going to give you my top five right now. It's a tie between, so number one, it's a tie between Southern and Jackson State. I am a Southern alum, so it's just a tie. I'm sorry. It's a tie between Southern and Jackson State. Number two, I'm going to give it to Texas Southern. Don't question me. Number three, I'm going to give it to Bama State. Why I'm getting to Alabama State? Because I have faith in Alabama. And their dance line is hot. And number five, it's going to be a tie between Grambling and PV. I'm going to get more into depth about those picks. I have two ties right now and three possible. So you can give me your top five. But like I said, just tune in with me on Wednesday. And each and every Monday, I'm going to give you the Urban E with Cynthia D. I hope you guys enjoyed this first podcast that I have. Like I said, give me your likes, comments. Follow me on Facebook, Cynthia Thomas. Follow me on Instagram, underscore Cynthia, underscore D-E-E. I will post all of that on my Facebook page. You guys keep God first in everything that you do, and I hope you have a wonderful day.